Big change is coming to the L.A. District Attorney's Office no matter who wins the position, Jackie Lacey or Alan Jackson. Christina Villacorte has covered the race for the L.A. Daily News.
This district attorney race is significant. For the first time in 12 years, the incumbent is not running, and both of the candidates that we have to choose between are still relatively unknown. Whichever of them gets elected, Jackie Lacey or Alan Jackson, would have to take the reins of the district attorney's office at a time of drastic changes in the way the county provides public safety. That's because of a state law called realignment. The county jails, for example, are filling up with low-level inmates. Literally, they are running out of room in county jails. And you may ask, what's the DA have to do with this? Well, the new DA could help stem that flow of inmates by expanding something called alternative sentencing courts.
Both Lacey and Jackson have their brand name supporters.
Lacey has more high-profile roster of endorsers. Most recently, she was endorsed by Senator Dianne Feinstein. She has State Attorney General Kamala Harris, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, Sheriff Lee Baca, and the man she hopes to replace, the incumbent District Attorney Steve Cooley. For Alan Jackson, endorsers include former Mayor Richard Reardon, former Governor Pete Wilson, there's County Supervisor Michael Antonovich.
Villacorte says that in some respects, Lacey and Jackson offer similar platforms. Both want to go after gangs as well as high-tech and environmental crimes. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.